Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Ah, yes, Monday. Welcome back. Studio, good morning.
Morning.
It's Wife Confession Day. We always love a good wife confession. Hey, Colby in Colorado, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm really good. So, do you have a wife confession?
I do.
Okay, wife confessions.
Wife confessions.
All right, we're ready for
okay.
you.
Okay. So, to tell me something good. There was a local family that was in need of some help to pay a $200 bill, and I knew about it, and I was talking to my husband about it, and he goes, well, I'll pay it. No big deal. And I was kind of the in-between person. So he brought me the money, and I lost it.
Okay, so you lost it. Go ahead.
So it was $200 cash. So it wasn't even a check that I could, like, you know, you could fix that. So, no, totally lost it. I have no idea. I know I'm going to find it. Like, I have confidence that I'm going to find it. But I had to get this family the money because they knew that it was coming. So here's where it flips to a mom confession. And I stole $200 out of my kids' Christmas money from last year that I've never done anything with. It's been in a sock drawer all year.
Oh. No, you borrowed it. You didn't steal it.
Yes, and I'll pay it back with interest.
Well, listen, that's awesome, and that's funny. And thanks, Colby, for calling us from Colorado. Okay. Hey, wife confession.
Wife confession.
Husband's a good guy.
Sounds like he's a good
Sorry.
Dude. No, you're good.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for waking up. Thanks for calling the show.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye, Colby. Have a good day.
Wow.
Thanks, starting early. Those wife confessions. People wait on the phones for hours to get the, I guess they feel better after
and
they
come
out.
And that was like a double, like her husband and now and her kid.
Yeah.
I would like to do like a radio reality show on what happens after the wife confession goes over the air and they
Follow
have to talk
up.
About it with their family. Like,
yeah.
We document what happens whenever their husband goes, hey, so were you on the radio today?
Just come to my house.
Where did you hear that? Oh, yeah, your house.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
You're going to like this one.
Okay.
Twitter showed this guy a lot of love after he tweeted about his mom. He's like, hey, she's knitting this stuff. She's at a crafts fair, and nobody's buying it. She's put in all this work.
Oh, no.
His name's Martin Hett. He said, my mom set up her own stall at a craft fair. She messaged me, sent me this picture. She hasn't sold anything, and her heart is breaking, and my heart is breaking. The post went viral. People went and bought all the hats, all the scarves, everything she knitted. She sold everything.
That's awesome. I always feel for the people who have no line at their booth. Like if you're at one of those things and there's a long line next door and then nobody at the next booth, I try to stop by.
It's kind of how I feel when we have to go somewhere and sign autographs and there are people around us. We're always that booth that nobody can. It's like, oh, you can go over and meet Craig Wayne Boyd from The Voice. And that he's got a line and we're like, hi.
Hi. Over here. There's a booth.
We'll do our radio show live for you.
Take a number. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's it. We're waiting. Anyway, that awesome story.
That is. I love
Twitter,
it.
For the most part, is pretty good, pretty nice. Mm-hmm. That would never happen on Facebook. If someone posted on Facebook, someone would go trash their stand. That's what would happen over there. Someone would go, oh, yeah? Well, I'll make it even worse. That's a difference. So anyway, that's a good story. I see you to all of these Twitter people who helped out that guy. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in airline news. More than 1,600 flights were canceled at Chicago and Detroit airports because of bad weather. 8 inches of snow fell in the Chicagoland area. That same storm is headed to the northeast. In other news, in northern Michigan, there was a fire at a popular ski resort. 12 people were injured. Dozens others had to be evacuated. Officials said no serious life-threatening injuries, which is really good news. And finally, in sports, in college football, Lamar Jackson won the Heisman Trophy, so congrats to him.
All right, so 13 days until Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? That less than 2 weeks threshold. That's when it's getting real. How many presents have you bought for your people?
That's what I was just freaking out about, because one.
One present for one person?
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Atta
girl.
So two.
Atta girl.
Two. You I'm have to
You are
on.
Who you are.
You know, I know. Thank you.
20 days until 2017. 39 days until President Trump is inaugurated. Or will he be?
Ooh. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh. Yeah, he probably will be.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, he will be.
On Monday, Billboard Women in Music. That's tonight. Shania Twain, Maren Morris, and more. On Tuesday, it's the season finale of The Voice. On Wednesday, the season finale of Survivor. On Thursday, I Heart Jingle Ball from New York City on CW, which Amy went to this weekend, so it was taped.
Yeah.
And so it was good, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Hectic, because, yeah, I guess they were taping it, but...
Star Wars Rogue One in theaters on Friday. And so they're saying it could open like $300 million globally.
Wow.
Never been a Star Wars fan, but for those that are, and I know a few, they're really excited about this.
I think they've been waiting for a while.
But this is a peel-off movie. It has nothing to do with the regular movie.
Yeah.
Spin-off. This isn't something we're waiting for.
I mean, ever since they announced it, I'm not saying they were waiting like years.
Oh, their whole life?
No, I'm saying like the last few weeks there's been tons of build-up.
It's like a bonus feature.
Yeah. That's what I mean, waiting for.
It's like before you watch Minions and they have that little cartoon of the next
short.
Yeah. That's basically what this is. Right. Kind of. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Positivity time for your Monday, a segment called Tell Me Something Good, except our producer Ray calls it
Timsig.
Timsig, yes. Let's do a little Timsig right now.
Tell me something good.
I'm gonna go first. Shout out Colorado Springs. A kind stranger in Colorado Springs donated a South African coin. It's gold, worth $1,300, dropped it right in the Salvation Army kettle. Now, that's a great story, and I'm glad they found it. However, if I were running the kettle and I looked into it, I would be like, oh man, somebody put some fake money in here. And I would never go and be like, how much is this really worth?
Yeah.
I'm glad they did, because the story is so much greater because of that. But I think, just as a public service announcement to anyone who's listening, if you have a South African coin and it's worth $1,300, go up to the person and say, here's my South African coin. It's worth $1,300.
Yeah.
And make them put it in their pocket.
Take care of this.
I love that it worked out, and I want it to work out forever. But what my fear is, there's a lot of South African coins out there that aren't being discovered for their worth.
Or they may be filtering through it, and they're like, what's this coin, chunk?
Chunk. And there are all these South African Krugerrands that aren't being discovered.
Ooh, I'm going to go home and check my husband's
awesome story. Well, I have a lot of South African coins. I just want to make sure I have the right one. Shout out, Colorado Springs. Go ahead.
Shout out. Okay, so this is really cool. A high school yearbook staff had a single Braille edition of their yearbook printed for a classmate that's blind. And this is one of the first ones they've ever heard of doing it, because it's $4,000 to print a yearbook in Braille.
Wow.
But the school split it along with the book's publisher, and they were able to do it and present it to, you know, the blind student. And oh my goodness, so amazing.
That's awesome. Lunchbox!
Happy giving from LeBron James. He surprised a bunch of high school basketball teams throughout the country that won state championships, sent them new gear, new shirts, new shoes, and he also wrote handwritten notes about encouragement and saying, now that you're champions, next year is the hardest year because you want to stay on top. Pretty cool.
Shout out LeBron James. Bones. Our producer Ray. Hey, you know you're my buddy, right, Ray? Like, long time. You ever need anything in your whole life, you let me know.
All right.
As long as the show goes or doesn't go, you hit me up if you ever need anything.
All right.
All right. That being said, why don't you smile on your Christmas card, dude?
I don't know. I don't like my smile that much.
Why? I think you have a beautiful smile, by the way.
I kind of just like to keep it cool, and so that's...
It's not cool. Listen, Ray left a Christmas card...
That's awesome.
...on everyone's little workstation. We sit basically in a circle around a table. And Ray left this card. It says, Joy, Merry Christmas from Ray and Bay.
And they're wearing their matching Pimp and Joy sweatshirt.
And she's like kissing the cat, and Ray's taking the selfie, obviously. And he's looking at the camera like, I don't even want to be here.
It was corny, but I agreed to do it.
Okay, well, then you have to commit, buddy.
I did.
One way or the other, commit.
We had matching sweatshirts, a cat, and a Christmas tree. Well, what else do you want from me?
That's pretty committed.
I walked in,
and I saw Bobby and Lindsay on an envelope. And I was like, what is this? And it's a picture of you and your girlfriend. Like, Christmas card, dude. That's serious.
I think we did one last year, too. We like doing that.
Oh, dang, dude. I'm going to post this on my Instagram. This is a picture of Ray's Christmas card. Mr. Bobby Bones is my Instagram. How was your weekend? Good?
Good. Yeah, yeah. I was in New York this weekend with my husband. I met him up there. He was doing some work up in the East Coast. So yeah, we got to meet for a little getaway weekend, and it was so fun.
Jingle Ball looked fun. I saw like Elvis Duran pictures on Instagram. Looked like, yeah, it was a big deal. Did they go crazy for Justin Bieber?
Yes, and I left just before Justin Bieber.
Oh, so you didn't see him?
No, but everyone was freaking out and going crazy. But what I love about Jingle Ball is it seems like it's a family affair. Like a lot of our concerts, you see like just mostly adults. But this was like adults and families and kids everywhere.
It's a pop station, so it's younger.
It was, I don't know, I loved seeing like all the families, and they were all dressed up for Christmas and excited.
Like lots of 12-year-olds are fans. So.
sure. How about you? Well, how was your weekend?
It was good. I mean, I cleaned out my closet.
I saw that. You had like 6 donation bags or 5?
I think I'm going to let 11 full trash bags.
11?
Right now. I'm not even done.
Oh, I lost count then.
I'm not even done. Yeah, I did that. I got a lot done this weekend, actually, but... It was the first weekend I've been on the road, and that fart noise means a long time. In case you're wondering what that meant. It was the first weekend I've been on the road that long. So
good. So you got some rest.
Yeah, I got a lot done. It was one of those catch-up weekends. Bobby
Bones Show. Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So Maren Morris played Saturday Night Live over the weekend, which is awesome. It was obviously her musical debut on the show. And I'm pretty sure, yeah, she was the first country artist to even be on the show this year. So that's a lot. She played My Church in 80s Mercedes. Maren is headed out on her first headlining tour, the 2017 Hero Tour, which kicks off February 2nd in New York City. So Office Christmas Party opened with 17.5 million this weekend, but that was only good enough for second place. Moana held the top spot with another $18.8 million added to the bank. I'm Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Idaho. It was a bad day for Daniel's Demolitions as they went to go tear down 200 Marion Street. So they go tear it down and then realize they tore down 198 Marion Street.
Oh, no. That address doesn't match.
Nope, they just misread the numbers.
Oh,
we're
no.
down the wrong house.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I wonder at what point you go, uh-oh.
I like, if you're halfway through, you just keep going.
You have to.
Yeah.
You never realized it. You're just like, what? You're shocked at work later when they tell you. You don't even like, oh, no.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I love the lists. Because it feels like we shouldn't know this, but they publish the highest paid country artists of the year. And it's like, what if they started publishing everybody's salary around the world?
Yeah.
That'd be rude.
And it was like, you know what? The highest paid nurses of the year. And then we had that, or the highest paid. But we're going to do this list. Well, you want to do it now or you want to do it later?
Do it now.
Okay, we can play elimination style if you guys want.
Yeah, yeah.
It does feel kind of invasive and like I'm looking in someone's window whenever I look at how much money they made.
Yeah.
Now, this is what they made this year.
Yeah.
Not of all time.
Not of all time.
Okay.
So, again, just so you know the verbiage, the top 15 highest paid country artists of 2016. Okay? So, we'll play elimination style. Amy, you're first.
Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan makes the list at number 3. Luke Bryan made $53 million. hunting and fishing. That's all you got to do for the rest of your life, buddy. You're good. Dang. Yeah, Luke Bryan at number three, $53 million. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm going to go with a guy named Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks. At number one, $70 million. All right.
Okay.
Eddie.
I'm going to go with a guy named Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean at number five. Jason Aldean made $36 million last year. Hey, there's a lot of warm southern whispers in that, in that bank account. You know what I'm saying? What?
What?
Sound like a warm southern whisper.
That song, we always make fun of that line. Okay. What's a warm southern? I mean, I get it. It's like a warm breeze blowing through.
Yeah.
But who writes a song and goes, guys, I got it. What if we say it's a warm southern whisper blowing through? That's the line. Put in the song.
Hey, they
that
all
feels like
to it.
My creepy grandma blowing into my ear like that.
Hey.
A warm southern whisper. Yeah.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood makes a list. She made $26 million. She's at number eight. Lunchbox, you're up.
Kenny Chesney.
Yep, number two. Making $56 million. Eddie.
Florida Georgia Line.
They made, they're number 11, making $20 million. Mm. They're still, you're still there.
Okay. All right.
Amy?
Blake Shelton.
Oh, that's a
Blake Shelton, number nine. Made $24 million. Go ahead. Everybody's alive. It doesn't matter. You're all alive.
Yeah, as long as you're in the game.
Lunchbox?
Who have we not named that makes a lot of money? I will say Miranda Lambert.
At number 15.
Woo!
Last one on the list at $18 million. Eddie.
Hey, I'm going to go with Toby Keith.
Toby Keith makes it at number four. He made $47 million.
All on merch.
You know what? You're simple. That's what he told me. You're simple.
How you doing? Google me.
Yeah. One of our interns asked Toby when he was in there last time, how you doing? He goes, Google me. You'll see how I'm doing.
You'll find out You'll quicker find that out. Way than what
yeah.
I'll tell you.
Just hit that little app on your phone. Amy?
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw did not make the list. Amy, you have been eliminated.
What? It's a good run.
Thank you.
Lunchbox?
The Chief, Eric Church.
You are eliminated. Eddie, for the win.
Oh, boy. Let's go George Strait.
You're all eliminated.
What?
You're all back in the game.
Man.
There's got to be another girl on this list.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Taylor Swift.
Lunchbox.
Oh, who else could be in this list? Oh,
top 15 highest paid country artists.
Let's go.
Time up. Eddie.
What?
Keith Urban.
Correct. Winner.
Oh, damn.
There you go.
Yeah.
Eddie, congratulations, my friend.
Thank you both. Woo. 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 Dude, that's how you start a day.
Yeah. Also on the list, Shania Twain, Zach Brown Band, Rascal Flatts, Brad Paisley, and Dolly Parton. There you go. And at number 16, the Raging Idiots. Oh, we barely missed
way
it.
Way down.
Yeah. 1600, I mean. So I'll take my dog out, and I have a backyard now, and he goes to the bathroom, or he doesn't. But, for example, over the weekend, I took him out probably five times, and he'll still come in and go pee in the closet.
No.
Why? No idea why. I don't know.
There's something up.
There's something up. Like, he was mad at me. I don't know.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I took him out. He would come in and chill, and now he's figured out how to nose the door open, which stinks because I can't shut the door to my bathroom for any reason. I just can't shut it anymore. And so he noses it and then goes and pees in the closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did nothing. I fed him. I took him out. I pet him. I don't know what the deal is, but he always pees in the same spot. I don't know if it's like his comfortable spot.
Yeah. There's something weird about that.
And maybe he's just getting old and he can't hold it, but no, it was good.
Okay.
Give me your dog advice.
I don't know. I don't have dog advice for you. I'm one of those little pee pads. You should start.
Doesn't matter. I tried all that. He pees in the closet. Like, it's a sacred place to pee.
Wouldn't you rather him pee on the pee pad?
And he's not going to. Okay, I'll put one down. He won't pee on it. He'll pee right around it.
Well, you have that urine be gone.
It's called urine gone.
Or whatever.
And I'm almost out of it because I've had to spray it so much in the closet.
Yeah, you think if your dog's peeing in there every day?
Nowhere else, just in the closet.
Oh, my goodness.
I cleaned 11 bags of clothes out that I'm donating.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably took me 6 or 7 hours
this
weekend.
Where did this stuff come from?
I don't know. When I moved, I was like, I can't You know, they say if you're clean and you're organized, you live a healthier life. You'll actually lose weight. There's a lot of things to being minimal.
Okay, yes.
So I'm just trying to minimalize a bit.
Okay.
So I'm pulling stuff back, and then my dog peeing in the closet. Maybe he's mad at me for hanging out in the closet so much this weekend. I know with your dog, you have a $500 rule on your dog.
Yeah, it's a per visit. My husband put it, it's like a cap on the dog. Like if we go to the vet and any given procedure or something is going to cost more than that, I'm probably not going to do it.
So he told you if the appointment costs more than $500,
yeah,
we're not going to do that.
Yeah, and luckily every time I've had to take her to the vet for anything, we've always gone under that. I mean, even if there's been an issue and you've had to pay more than your regular vet visit, I think it's sometimes it's been like $395 or... And I always try to throw that in when the vets talk and stuff. I'm like, just so you know, I kind of got a $500 cap.
Do you think if the bill was $618 and it was do or die for your dog?
Do or die? Yeah. I would just figure it out.
But I mean, you're meaning wife confessions. You would just spend it anyway?
Yeah, I would probably. But I mean, I get my husband's point. He just is kind of like, he just was kind of setting a boundary with the dog, you know, when we first got her. Like, it's a dog. It's not a human. We don't. It's been
easy.
I know. But now that he's lived with her, she's been in our life for so long, I see how he looks at her. And I'm like, you know you love that dog. He's like, I don't say I love you to pets.
I do. Like, that's the only thing I say I love you to. Like, of everything, it's only pets.
So, yeah, we have a limit.
My dog's 13. How old is yours now?
Oh, well, when we rescued her, we really didn't know her age, so I just kind of gave her a birthday, and I think she's 10.
Mystery age.
Yeah. They're just like, she looks like she's the year.
Oh, wow. What if we had to do that to us? Like, you had to guess by looking
That's
at
a terrible game.
The man.
Let's play that game.
Amy, 25.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
You too.
You're good, Bones.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Come on, what? Go ahead. Higher.
Are you Eddie's Amy's
Higher.
Dad?
Oh, that's not nice.
It's not possible.
We're just kidding.
Yeah, I'm not that tan.
It's just two guys joshing around.
It's not possible. She didn't look like me.
50.
Messed up, dude. Lunchbox, next.
He's pretty much at his age. 36 or so, I'd put him at.
Thank
36,
you.
37. He's pretty.
Oh, I feel like Lunch has, he's a little younger.
He's right. I think he's right on.
Yeah.
Good looking dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you feel yourself starting to look like your dad?
Oh, sometimes,
yeah. I see it in you starting to look like your dad.
Sometimes
yeah.
I see my pictures of my dad, and I'm like, man, I'm starting to look like him. That's weird.
Lunchbox posted a picture the other day with his shirt off, and y'all, or he's doing something on Snapchat, I don't remember, but I saw a bicep.
Was he on him
just
or someone
one,
else?
Just one bicep. Background?
You saw a bicep where?
I saw like a defined, you know how we always talk about how he doesn't like lift weights or do anything to like put any muscles in his arm? I don't know if he's.
We always talk about that? I haven't talked about that in a long time. Like, I'm not hating on you, buddy. I'm
on
your team.
About this with?
Sorry, I mean, oh, no, this is
apparently
a compliment.
Amy's talking about it with her friends behind your back, dude.
Okay,
Amy's
fine. I exaggerated. Over the years, it has come up how maybe you have never lifted weights.
I think you look great, just for the record.
Thank you.
It's a compliment.
But obviously, Amy has a problem with the way I look.
No, I'm just wondering if you're holding out on us. I feel like you're doing a little something. You lifting?
No.
Okay. Mike D has lost over 100 pounds, and Mike D, our phone screener, runs. And I'll be like, hey, dude, join it. He goes, yeah, I went and did like 9 miles.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I'm like, what? You're training for a marathon?
Yeah.
On your own?
Yeah.
Do you just read online and go do it?
Yeah, there's like a chart you can follow how much you need to run.
Like, Mike D lost 100 pounds. He's like, okay, I don't want to look like this anymore. He had a picture. And so he just started walking and eating different. And walking turned into jogging. And jogging turned into running just a little bit. And over, I guess it's been a year and a half or so now, he's lost over 100 pounds. He doesn't get on the scale and weigh himself. And now you've started lifting.
Yeah.
And now I'm starting to see a little muscle over there, too.
Yeah, a little bit.
You and Lunchbox are like the Beast Brothers in here. Arr!
Can I say?
You two work out together?
No.
Is that what's happening?
I asked Mike where he goes. And he goes, I go to the gym up the street. And I was like, how much does that cost? He goes, $15 a month. I was like, for a membership? So I got to go get in that action.
That's great.
Right? That's the best member.
Yeah.
Is that, that's right, right?
Yeah.
15 bucks a month at a gym?
That's it.
That's really good.
That's really, really good.
What do they
good.
Have there? Like
one bench.
What do they have there? They have all the equipment, right?
I need a membership there, too.
Yeah, they have everything.
Okay.
I remember my grandma had this thing you would stand on, and it had like a curl handle but a rubber spring, and you would just like do curls with the rubber spring.
Yeah, yeah.
She bought it off a TV.
Yeah, they have these little pedals you push to your feet in there. And
yeah,
pull
it had
on
straps
it.
Over your feet.
Yeah, it's the resistance band. Yeah.
And all I was thinking about for 15 bucks a month, Mike would go in and it was just all that everywhere. It was all those little machines.
That's funny.
As seen on TV.
Hey, it's you, Bobby Bones. Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Brandy in Kentucky.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Brandy. How are you?
Good. This is the mom that you helped out. I wanted to let you know that over the weekend, we got the Xbox and we got the four-wheeler. And I want you to know how much you have touched me. And this is the first time in a long time I'm really looking forward to Christmas. I wish it was tomorrow so I could see the look on his face.
So he hasn't seen the gifts, right?
No, it's hidden in the barn.
Okay, so let's make a deal. Don't mention anything about me at all. Like 0%, okay? Promise?
Well, my plan was, is it's Santa.
Perfect.
And once we open it and take the picture, he's going to write a thank you note to Santa.
You know what? No, whatever you decide as a mom to do, wonderful. But keep me away. Cool?
Well, yeah, but I want you to know how much. I know you don't take compliments well, and I know you don't like it, but you have no idea how much you touch people's lives.
Well,
and I truly, truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Brent. I'm glad you got the gifts. I figured we would just send you the full gift instead of sending you money and then saying, hey, go shop for it yourself.
No.
I saw a pic. Do you know what, Brandy? Someone posted a picture. I guess I met you and your son once before?
Yes.
How about that? Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, when Lindsay L. that was playing downtown the 24 hours?
Yes.
Or was it?
Yeah.
We came downtown and we got our picture. And it's really funny because, honestly, I have a major crush on you and I have for a long time. I relate to your story a lot with a lot of the things that I went through. And my sister used to joke with me all the time. And she was like, oh, it's your guys' first family picture.
Well, there we go. Well, hey, listen, thank you very much. I hope Christmas goes awesome. And, you know, I don't even know what else to say, but thank you for calling in this morning.
No, thank you so much.
Terribly awkward at getting compliments, as you can see.
That's okay.
I look down. Mm-hmm. I feel like, stop it. Stop it. Anyway, thank you very much. It hurts. Yeah, it stinks. It stinks. Stop. Stop doing that. Stop. Mr. Bobby Bones. Hello, Lisa.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. What's happening?
Oh, nothing much. I was working the late shift this last week, and now that I'm working back on day shift, I have been following Amy and what's been going on with her children, and I wanted to know, before Christmas, has she found out anything? Is she going to be surprised, or do we know anything yet?
Oh, like, is they going to show up as a Christmas present or something?
Open the door.
That'd be amazing. I have no idea if there's a surprise headed my way, but right now, no, we did a bunch of paperwork this weekend that I just honestly thought paperwork was sort of done. I think I was in denial on that, but it's all the paperwork that is making them a U.S. citizen or U.S. citizens. So we're just working through that process, and they typically say that takes about 4 months. So we're thinking March.
So you expect them to be living here in the States? In March.
I really hope at some point in March.
So I guess the Easter Bunny will deliver them instead of Santa.
Yes. As long as So our daughter turns 10 in April, and I just want it to be before her birthday because I want to have her birthday here.
Hey, Lisa, can I give you a gift?
What?
Can I give you a... Everybody's stunned. What? Can I give you a gift? I have a gift to give you. Yeah, just Lisa, just relax. I'm going to give you a gift.
Just say yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you Sherry's Berries. I'm going to give you a $50 gift card to Sherry's Berries for calling in. You have to do nothing. Sherry's Berries are awesome, like hand-dipped strawberries. And so we're going to make sure you get a gift card and you can use it however you want, okay?
Oh, well, thank you. You didn't have to do that. I just wanted to find out if Amy was getting good news or anything. So,
well, because you cared, mm-hmm. I care for you. Hold on a second. I'm going to get you this gift card, okay?
All right, thank you.
There you go. So we'll get her a gift card. Visit berries.com, berries.com, if you want to get Sherry's Berries. And you can type in the code BONES and get a special offer. Berries.com and a $50 gift card to Lisa in Raleigh. You can choose the delivery day, and they'll deliver your gift fresh and on time. Guaranteed, by the way.
Awesome.
Yeah, they only guarantee it. So there's that. We'll talk about... you want to talk about the selfie now, or you want to talk about it later?
Whenever.
Do you need more than 90 seconds?
I don't know. Well, I have questions to ask you about it.
Yeah, okay. So we'll talk about it in like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Amy saw, I would say, a B-list celebrity.
A.
At one point, an A-list celebrity.
A.
But B now. and one of Amy's friends wanted to take a selfie with her, and there was a little weird drama that happened. We'll talk about it in like a minute. Okay. Like a minute.
Like it.
But she's, I don't think she's A-list celebrity.
Okay.
We'll let you guys be the judges. Right. What's going to happen is the girls are all going to say A and the guys are going to say C and we're going to have to even out at B. But yes, that's the case there. You guys can also call the show. We have to do wife confessions later, so we'll do that. And High Valley is going to come in. I'm gonna make you mine. They're going to play. Your hallelujah Sunday. Months ago, I heard the song and was like, man, that's a really good song. So we're doing something called Brand Spanking New Artist Week, where we're taking guys like High Valley, throwing a label with a new song, and this week we'll also have some artists come by that don't have record deals, some that do, but don't have a single. It's just all brand new artists, one every day of this week. So High Valley will be in about an hour, right, Ray? And Wife Confessions. Mine. We'll talk about this celebrity in just 1 second. So Amy went to Jingle Ball in New York, and that's Z100 and Elvis Duran's big holiday concert. And so it's like all the big pop acts. By the way, my favorite pop act, did she play? Oh, I forgot her name, but I like this song.
Haley Steinfeld?
Haley, that's it. Oh, yeah, Haley Steinfeld, because she has that song.
Starving.
Yeah, whatever. See, all right.
Starving. I know. Honestly, yeah. Bobby,
it's
no.
So good.
Back there, here
it
all
is.
The...
Here it is. Here it is. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body. That's a jam.
Yeah.
Did she play that? Was she there?
I've never felt more old at this place because all of these stars and these singers like that, they're all backstage and people are wanting pictures with them. And I'm looking around, I'm like, who are they taking a picture with?
And it's
like,
which one's the one getting their picture with?
And I'm like, yes, wait, which one's the celebrity? Like, I had no clue who some of these people were. I mean, I felt old.
You know, the difference is that in top 40, people can have one song.
Yeah.
And that's it. And they go away. In country, that doesn't happen as much.
No.
Like, these guys, when you get a hit, sometimes you get a second, a third. And pop, you can have one and go away, and that's just pretty normal.
Yep.
In country, not so much. And one lasts you a long time in country. So you don't know if she was there?
Yeah, she was, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't see her perform.
You didn't see her do this song?
Oh. I didn't know. Line up right.
I'd have been singing.
I was almost put to work.
Well, you do work for the company.
I know. So I was in like the broadcast room and they were like going to something and Elizabeth, she grabs me. She's like, stand right here. I might need to go on air in a second.
It's like IR Festival all over again. Where Amy and I go out as the country representatives to do the broadcast. And by the end of it, we're splitting time with Elvis doing the whole thing. They're like, okay, listen, we need you to interview Lil Kiki. And we're like, wait, we don't even know who Lil Kiki is.
Right.
We play Luke Bryan. just talk to Lil Kiki. Here's some facts about about what he used to do. And I'm like, what? Oh, here he is. Look, Lil Kiki, I loved your last album, man. Just talk about that for a second.
And Lil Kiki, or I don't even know who Lil Kiki is right now. You're using that example, but we did do it.
He's a Houston rapper. I do know who Lil Kiki is, but it's very random.
We legit did do it with like Lil Jon, and I'm pretty sure Lil Jon was looking at us like, why are these two people interviewing me?
I had no problem with Lil Jon because I was a fan. I was like, okay, Lil Jon's here. But
and I was like, turn down for what?
Oh boy.
Oh man. Oh
boy. So
that's his song, right?
It is.
Okay, thanks.
Amy goes to Jingle Ball and she sees a celebrity. Yeah. And first of all, our debate is she A-list or not? So here's her name. Just say A, B, or C as soon as I say her name, okay?
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
A.
C.
A.
Okay, the girls say A. We all say B and C.
B. C. Sex and the City.
She was A-list maybe 15 years ago.
That's what I said. Right now I'm not A-list.
Well, you're going way back with that, but okay.
So she's there, and your friend wants to take a selfie with her.
Yes.
Okay, what happens?
Obviously, Sarah Jessica Parker, I would want a selfie, but I wasn't going to do that. So we're in this like food area room, and she's hanging out with her friends, I guess Sarah Jessica Parker is. And then my friend goes up and is like, hey, can I get a quick selfie? And Sarah kind of a little bit annoyed, just but friendly at the same time. It was a weird combination. Just said, okay, well, can you tell me your name? And she said her name, and then they exchanged names. It was almost like she's like, let's just get to know each other for a quick second before you just you know, put a camera in my face for a selfie like I'm an animal at a zoo. That was the total vibe that was given off, right? And so I was like,
well, such a contradiction there.
Yeah.
It's like,
I'll take it with you, but I need to know your
name.
I'm
so annoyed by you, but I need to be your friend.
Let's talk.
But there's no time for us to be friends because it's just a quick selfie.
You're so annoying, so I must know you better.
Right. Like, I'm annoyed you're asking me for a picture, but tell me your name.
So weird.
Okay, and then after they exchanged names awkwardly, she got the selfie and then just walked away. So then the big debate was it awkward or was it fine? Or are we treating celebrities like animals at the zoo? Or, like, what's the whole...
Are you coming to judge common sense?
What was going through Sarah Jessica Parker's mind at an event where she might get approached for a selfie?
First of all,
which is the new autograph, by the way.
She's in a place to where you don't get asked for a lot of selfies because she's back in a restricted area where you were.
And I would say,
you work for the company.
And I would say the girl that asked for the picture is like a, she's used to being around celebrities. She just really kind of geeked out about Sarah Jessica Parker.
Is that you hypothetically?
Yeah, I'm wondering. Was it you?
I'm about to go to my Instagram and post myself.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
Okay, so I think it's funny that she did that. Yeah. She's probably doing it to entertain herself.
Okay.
Because she gets asked for, yes, celebrities are like zoo animals, mm-hmm. but that's the price you pay to be a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
That's the price you pay. If you're going to go in public and you're a celebrity, the price is everybody wants a picture with you or a picture of you or you to sign something or you to do something, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's funny.
Okay.
Even if she would have been rude, it's her right to be rude.
Right.
She's in a place where she's just trying to live her life. And you can always go up to someone if they're not eating or with their kids. And she wasn't with either, right?
Correct.
No kids.
No kids.
And no food.
Didn't see there was food in the room, but she was not eating it.
As long as it's that, go up to him, ask for the picture. What I think that SJP was doing,
SJP,
I think she was amusing herself.
Okay,
because this probably happens a lot.
She was like, "Watch this,"
and she was like,
"I'm gonna really throw him off."
Right, I'm gonna really be mean by being awesome. Hold on a minute. So, what's your name?
Teresa.
Well, Teresa, I'm gonna give you $1,000 and take a selfie. Here you go. What? Okay, now get out of here, kid.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
I don't know. It just would have gone, it would have been a lot faster if she was just like, sure, take a selfie. Bam.
Got to entertain yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like when someone comes up and says, hey, can we take a picture? I always take, like, I always fold my pants down.
Some little, I don't know, she might have been 10 years old, maybe. I don't know what age is that size. But she came up to me and wanted a selfie at backstage there. And I said,
with you? Did she think you were Haley Steinfeld?
Stop, I know.
I never.
That's why I looked at her and she goes, can I get a selfie? I didn't ask her name. I just said, why? And she goes, somebody told me you're famous. You work with Bobby Bone.
Was that somebody's kid?
I have no idea, but I was
somebody
like,
we work with.
Yeah, I
don't know. She didn't know my name. She didn't know anything about me. All she heard was that I work with Bobby Bone. So therefore.
Did you say, well, tell me your name and your address.
No, I took a selfie with her. And I was like, okay.
And your social security number, and I'll take a picture with you.
My husband told me I needed to work on my approach, especially to little kids, because she goes, can I get a selfie with you? And legit, the first thing out of my mouth was, why? Because I was like so confused.
Just say yeah. I had someone come up to me and think I was the guy from Weezer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nada, were you with me?
I was with you.
And they were like, oh, I love your music. And I was like, cool.
Well, they kept staring first from like the other table, and they kept looking and talking, and then finally they were like, are you the guy from Weezer?
And I was like, I didn't want to hurt their feelings. I was like, yeah, I sure am. I love taking a picture with you.
Like, Beverly Hills.
Which song do you like of mine the most?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
And they were like just able to get into a bar.
Yeah.
And by the way, Rivers from Weezer is probably 15 years older than I am.
Yeah.
But to them, a 21-year-old, it all looks the same, you know? So I was like, yeah, kids, of course. Come on up.
That's like the time you bring the Olympics gear and someone asked you if you were a part of the U.S. Olympics and you didn't want to let them down.
No. They said, hey, good luck.
Yeah.
And I was like.
Thank and you're like, they just think that they're meeting someone who's on the U.S. Olympics team.
What
like,
did
I can't
I hurt?
Let them down.
Yes. All I did was make their day. They were like, hey, good luck in the Olympics. You know, I hope you. Because I had on the real Olympic gear the team sent me. They were like, I hope you do great. You're representing the country. And I was like, thank you very much. And then they were like, what event do you do? And I was like, pole vault.
It's pretty awesome.
Like what made you go pole vault?
Because there are so many pole vaulters out there.
Because you don't know their faces.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I go, oh, yeah, I'm a gymnast. You can look that up.
Right. Sure.
But if I go pole vault, I look like all the pole vaulters, basically.
Sure.
So
okay.
There's all that. Well, it sounds like your trip was fun.
It was awesome.
Yeah. By the way, you do things to my body. That's a good song, man.
I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterfly.
Amazon shoppers are being targeted in a order cannot be shipped scam. And so they're sending these emails out and they're like, hey, sorry, I got to click the link. And what they're doing is they're not sending it really to Amazon shoppers, but the Amazon shoppers are the one clicking it because they're like, oh, I did order something.
Yeah.
I need to click the link. So, and Amazon's become such a big thing.
Okay, that's a good heads up for me because I would click it.
Don't click a link in your email.
Okay, I know.
Don't click a link in your text message.
I'm writing myself a note.
As a general rule, just don't do it.
Don't click links.
I saw Lunchbox ordered some shoes from Amazon Prime.
Let me tell you, that thing is the coolest. Like, I've talked about it before, but it is the best thing ever. I will order things. I ordered some shoes on Thursday evening. They were at my doorstep by 9 a.m. Saturday. So 36 hours later, they had the package on my front doorstep. I do not understand it. I can't wrap my head around how they do it. But I order things on Amazon now just to test them, see if they can make it.
It's my Jimmy John's thing, too. I'll do the same thing to see how fast Jimmy John's really was.
Yeah, like, they say they get it there within 48 hours. And I'm like, one of these days, I'm going to find something on Amazon that they can't get there within 48, because it's somewhere in some other part of the world. But no, everything is on your doorstep. How do they do it? The best invention in the last 20 years.
Wow.
Revolutionized the world.
Yeah.
We would all agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Can't argue that.
Can't argue that one.
I mean, it's just crazy.
I don't know about best invention in the past 20 years, but I do agree revolutionized the world.
Definitely changing the game.
Yeah. We all agree with
you.
It has made life
no. You
so
don't think
much
it. We got
better
it.
And
back door.
More simple and
yeah.
It's a fun game.
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't need something, you just get on
it's
there and you're kind of like, ah, I could
that
lie.
That game,
it's kind of pricey.
Yeah,
that
game carried away game,
runs your budget.
I'll play with your credit card.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm out. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go. Men spend 3 weeks of their lives waiting for their significant other to finish shopping.
Oh. That's it?
That's what it says. 3 weeks of their lives. According to the new scientific data, the average man spends more than 3 weeks of his life waiting for his wife or girlfriend to finish shopping. And so, in this room, just the guys, do you feel like your wife or girlfriend shops a lot?
Yes.
Why don't you say yes?
Absolutely.
Too much?
Too much. Like, it's so annoying. Like, on the weekends, she likes
so annoying.
I shouldn't say that.
Well, it's okay.
Every weekend, she finds some kind of shopping adventure to go do.
Didn't you guys do one this weekend?
This weekend, we went to something called the Holiday Market. And it's like all this arts and crafts, just boring stuff. And she looks at every single item of every single booth. And you're there for 2.5 hours.
But doesn't she watch sports for long periods of time with you?
But that's different. Sports are entertaining.
To you.
I mean, we went to every booth. She talks to every vendor. And I'm just sitting there.
So you hate it.
I hate it.
Eddie?
No, my wife doesn't shop at all. But what she does is, when she does, like at the end of the year, she feels like, well, I haven't bought anything for me all year. Then she goes crazy.
She doesn't buy anything for herself?
No, she never buys anything
for herself.
But
that's
what
you're saying.
But come November-ish, October, she's like, all right, I'm going to go shop for a little bit. And then she comes back with like bags and bags and bags of stuff.
But you don't go with her?
No, I don't go with
her.
I don't wait for her.
So you don't spend any of your life waiting?
No. When I go to the mall and I see those dudes sitting on the bench there, like, I feel so bad for them. I'm like, never doing that, ever.
That won't be your life?
Nope, it will not.
Well, you two are married. Well, my girlfriend doesn't like to shop. She's like me. Amazon, boop.
That's how to do it.
Come to the door. The only thing that she likes me to do, she'll shop for me.
Yes.
With me. And she'll be like, okay. And she'll take me by the hand. You need to try this on. Because I don't like trying stuff on.
Mm-mm.
I'm just like, that fits. Let's go.
Yep.
She's like, go in the dressing room and put that on. If anything, I guess it's the opposite. Because I'll make her wait around as I'm trying clothes on.
So you want her to go shopping with you?
I'm colorblind. So if I buy clothes.
Oh, they don't match.
And they're dark. They're any resemblance of dark at all. They can be different colors.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it gets kind of embarrassing about the third time you have to ask the person at the desk, what color is this? What color is this?
They're like, it's blue. What's wrong
with
you?
Sir, it's black. It looks like the last one. But I'm really bad colorblind dark colors. So, Ray, what about you? You're a dude. You've been with your girl for a few years. How's that going with you guys?
What up?
He's not paying attention. Don't worry about it, dude. What are you doing in there?
Editing audio.
Okay. Just keep doing you. Yes, Amy, go ahead.
Well, nothing. I mean, my husband loves it when shops actually have the cozy chairs or the couches. Like,
he doesn't love it.
No, he hates it. The people, like, whenever
he loves in a bad scenario, yeah. That's a best case.
Yes. Sure. He does not want to be there, but he appreciates the cozy chair.
Why do you take him, though? Like, why?
Because you like spending time with you.
Maybe we're already out doing things, and we happen to need to walk in
there. Drop him off at the house.
That's what I do. I was like, drop me off and go. I'll see you in 2 hours.
No, sometimes we're just already together, and then I need his opinion.
No, dude. Eddie hates it.
I hate shopping.
It's so annoying.
It hurts my eyes. It makes them dry.
Y'all are being so dramatic.
Like, I guess I just haven't experienced it on that level.
And it puts you in a bad mood.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'm in a bad mood right now because we're talking about it. I'm angry.
Dude, relax. Whoa, incredible Hulk. Relax. Got a couple things to play for you. First of all, Maren Morris on SNL. Here's a clip of her doing My Church. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? Feels like the Holy Ghost trying to do ya. It was a really good look for her. And she did 80s Mercedes, too. Feel like a heart to get when I'm trying. It was a good look for the format. It was a good look for her. It was just good. So congrats to Maren on that. That was a good performance. Brothers Osborne, I mean, they're about to hit their stride and be a legit A-act soon.
Wow.
So what happens is they're about an hour south of Fresno, and they're playing this small theater. And they get in, and the theater ceiling starts to fall, and they've got to cancel the show. And so one of the guys, John or TJ, gets on Twitter and is like, hey, meet us at the bus. And this time they've climbed on top of the bus, and there are three of them, John, TJ, and a drummer, Brothers Osborne, and they're up there, and they're playing for everybody that was at the theater for the show, just playing acoustic, but as loud as they could. So here they are on top of their bus, playing some of Greener Pastures. I mean, that's what country music legends are made of, doing things like that for the people.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I was like, that's incredible. And then I saw Lucy Silva's, who's John's wife, who is a dear friend of mine. And I was like, what was that like? And she was like, it was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Because she went up there and sang with them, too, and is opening for them.
I was thinking, what a cool memory for those fans. Like, especially when they, like you said, they're about to just, like, blow it up. Like, they're going to be like, yeah, one day, saw those guys.
On top of a bus.
Like, they're telling their kids. Like, that's just a cool story.
Their song, It Ain't My Fault, once it gets released, if it gets released to radio, if this isn't number one, I'll cut off my pinky.
Promise?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope. But this is such a jam. Like, country radio needs this song. Brothers Osborne, I'll play you some of this again. It Ain't My Fault.
Blame the whiskey on the beer, blame the beer on the whiskey, blame the morning on the night for who's lying here with me, blame the bar for the band, blame the band for the song, blame the song for the party that went all night long, but it ain't my fault, no it ain't my fault, might have had a little fun, might have wrong got done, but it ain't my fault, blame the heart for the hurting, blame the hurting on the heart, blame the dark on the devil, blame the devil on the dark, blame the ex for the drinking, blame the drinking for the ex, blame the two for one tequilas for whatever happens next, but it ain't my fault.
Gotta go. There you go. That's Brothers Osborne. It Ain't My Fault. I guess I gotta go to this part. Right, right,
I got my hands up. I need an alibi. Find me a witness who can testify. You made a mistake. You got the wrong guy. I'm only guilty of a damn good time. No, it ain't my fault.
Hey, that's a jam right there. There you go.
This is a Bobby Bone show.
Bobby Bone.
I have Eddie and his kids caroling. Is that right?
Yeah, and some neighbors and friends. I called everyone together.
You were the organizer of this?
Well, my wife and her friend were the organizers, and I said, yep, I got the guitar out, and I was like, let's go. Oh, let's fun. Do this.
Oh, how about that? Okay, so here's, and how many, I saw the picture on Instagram.
I would say about at the end of the whole thing, maybe 15 people showed up altogether.
And you guys would go knock on doors?
We'd send the kids to knock on the doors, and then when they'd open up, we'd say, like, cue it up, 1, 2, 3, and we went. And of course, since I was the band leader, I got to choose the songs.
Oh.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Sounds like one dad.
Yeah, he's like, he was the loud singer.
He's,
yeah,
he's
sure.
good. He's
yeah,
good,
yeah, that's why I put him up in front.
Oh, the band leader?
I didn't hear the kids, though.
Oh, they were up there. The bell, that was the kids. They all had bells.
Did they not sing?
Sure
they probably didn't know the words
like
to those.
Yeah, Feliz Navidad, that was a little hard for them because of the Verbenano y Felicidad.
It was just the only one you knew in...
Oh,
on the
dude, that's my jam. Yeah, so yeah. I was like, guys, let's do this one over and over.
And the kids were like, come on, Uncle Eddie, we don't know Spanish.
They're like, we want Rudolph. And like, nah, we don't know that one. But guys, I could see it in people's eyes. Like, when they came out, like, they really enjoyed it. There was this one lady who shut the door on us. But
what?
Yeah, just one lady, though.
The Grinch? Was she green?
I don't know if she was, like the Grinch, but maybe she was just cold. But
how many doors did you knock on?
I don't know, 15, 20.
Wow.
And that's 19 of them watched?
Dang,
yes,
busy.
They would come out. Hey, we even got tips. Somebody gave the kids $5. I was like, divvy it up.
Split that, yeah.
I was like, I'm in a band. I know how this works. Divvy it up, everyone.
I feel like just me being the paranoid person I am.
Yeah.
If people came to my house with adults... that they were just scoping me out, trying to get my house.
Some people didn't open the door. I saw them moving in there, and they wouldn't open the door.
It's like Halloween when the lights are just kind of on.
Yep.
And you can hear somebody rough.
So we learned our lesson. We would go to the ones that just had lights, Christmas lights.
Well, that sounds fun.
Feliz Navidad.
Listen, if you're here at the beginning, the kids know the beginning of it.
They know Feliz Navidad. And then the rest of it. It's like La Bamba. They don't like La Bamba.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah, he's
real good.
So, Mike D, our phone screener, was talking to his dad about Christmas, speaking Spanish.
Okay. Good transition.
No, it's just, they just happened to be up here together.
Yes.
So, see.
See.
Yes. And so, Mike, you call your dad, and you talk to him about what?
About how he didn't grow up with a lot of money in Mexico for Christmas.
And so they talk about Christmas here.
What did you do for Christmas when you were a kid?
Unos cookies and candies.
That's it?
Sí, tomamos la Navidad cuando íbamos a tomar lo que tomaba la gente, pero the person, nothing.
No presents?
No money.
No presents?
No presents. Sometimes for the Día de Reyes, pero no. Para el día 6, el año 6. No, nothing.
What about now?
Yeah, oye, yeah. Ya pasaron 50 years. Yeah. A ver qué pasa.
Okay, what did he say?
Yeah, they would just get cookies and candy for Christmas at the church, and that was it. No presents.
And then you asked him what he wanted this year?
Yeah.
What do you want for Christmas?
Can you get for Christmas? Something good.
Was there a watch you wanted?
Yeah.
What was it called?
I don't know.
You don't know what it's called?
Uh-uh.
Oh, what are you going to use it for? To run?
A huevo. Ahorita me voy a rezar de volante si se me congela el camino.
All right, well, be careful on the road. All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
What do you say at the end of that?
Yeah, he's on the road, so he's about to take off.
So he's driving a truck?
Yeah.
Wait, what did he say? What did he want?
He wants a watch. He doesn't know what it's called, but it's a Fitbit because he wants to go running with it.
Oh, he wants a Fitbit.
He's just seen people wearing it. He's like, hey, that looks cool.
Ah, interesting.
Gotcha.
Ah, your dad seems like a nice guy. Do you talk Spanish to him if you're not recording? Will you talk Spanish to him?
No, still English. Yeah.
So you talk all English and he talks Spanish back to you?
Yeah.
Has that been how it's been your whole life?
My whole life, yeah.
Wow.
Dang, I talk pig Latin to Amy and she talks English back to me.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's just. It's but that's pretty crazy. Like, but you can speak Spanish to him fully.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
I don't know. That just kind of comes natural to me, how we talk. That's how we've always talked, so.
You guys weren't like that, Eddie, right?
Yeah, I mean, we still do. My family speaks Tex-Mex, where they mix the Spanglish.
Is your dad, Mike, from Mexico?
Yeah, he was born there.
So first generation. He's first generation. Yeah. I mean, he's last. I guess you're first generation.
Yeah, I came here when he was a teenager.
Wow. Well, tell him we said Merry Christmas.
I love him.
Did you get him a Fitbit?
Yeah, we got it.
Get him that Apple Watch, dude.
Got him the Fitbit.
Step it up.
That might be, that's a big step. Oh, okay. Apple Watch for me, I was even like,
too much.
And I got everything Apple, and I'm like, I think I give it to Mike D, like, right?
Yeah.
Do you use it?
Yeah, all the time.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I was like, you know, this is a little too, I don't need more watches. I found a watch, I did some closet repair yesterday, so I went through, and once a year I go and I get clothes that I just don't wear and I donate them, and I found a watch, a really nice watch, that I think an ex-girlfriend gave me.
Yes, confirmed, she did.
But I don't wear watches, but I don't want to give something away that someone gave me.
Yeah, but if it's an ex-girlfriend that you're never going to really get back together with, is it okay to give it away?
How do I know I'm never back together?
I don't know. She seems pretty happy with her life right now.
No, I don't even know which one gave it to me.
I do.
It was my last one.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
And I follow her online. She seems super happy.
I don't follow her. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Don't get Lunchbox started.
I mean, don't get Lunchbox started. No loyalty whatsoever. You shouldn't even be following her. Don't you should be talking to her.
Don't get him started.
You shouldn't be worried about her happiness. You should be like, she's miserable without you, Bobby. Just so you know, you were the best thing that ever happened to her. Glad you got rid of that.
that. Stop it.
I'm just saying, like.
That, she's a human.
Well, I understand, but I don't know her name.
Okay.
Okay.
She's dead to me.
So,
oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
So, would anyone like a watch? If I give it to you guys,
I'll take it.
Will you wear it?
Jeez, yeah.
But dude, I thought she was dead.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's from Bobby. It's from Bobby. Hey, it's from Bobby.
It's a really nice watch. Would you like that instead of a gift from Cracker Barrel Christmas?
Yeah.
You'd rather have the watch?
Yeah.
It's a nice watch.
Yeah.
If you'll wear it.
You don't ever wear a watch.
Hey.
He's going to probably resell it.
Wait, are you going to resell it?
No.
Do you promise?
I promise I won't resell it.
NLR.
NLR.
Okay. I'm going to give you the watch then.
Okay, he'll re-gift it. His father-in-law gets this awesome new watch.
You know what? Once it's out of my eyeballs, dude, I don't give a
guys,
I don't care.
Don't worry about what I do with my stuff.
I want to pass it from generation to generation.
I like how the girlfriend was dead to him and now he's wearing
no
the watch.
It's not dead to Lunchbox.
It's from Bobby.
What did you say? No what?
Oh, dude, this is crazy.
Oh, you said no, she ain't. Yes. I thought you said
no, she ain't. Don't say that.
It sounds like that.
No.
Like that. Say it again.
You're like, no,
no, she ain't.
It does sound like
it.
It
does.
Wait, don't say
that.
I was going to say it.
I didn't even catch it. I was too excited about a watch.
I was like, Eddie? No what? All right. Oh, boy. High Valley comes in like 20 minutes. I'm gonna make you it's brand spanking new Artist Week here. Hallelujah, Sunday morning. Our gift exchange is Wednesday. Can I just give it to you Wednesday as part of the gift exchange?
Yeah, you can give it to me part of the gift exchange plus my Cracker Barrel gifts. No, be a good
well,
you said, in place of. You can pick. It's up, like no, I said, it's up to you.
I want the watch. I mean,
okay,
come on. I mean,
you got it. It's worth more than what you're
yeah, exactly.
Cracker Barrel. All right, cool. Everybody good? Everybody yeah, settled?
Yes.
Well, no, she ain't. Mr. Bobby Bones. So this Coldplay story where there was a proposal on stage, I have clips of it. I'm trying to understand what happened. So this guy wanted to propose to this girl. And so Chris Martin grabs the girl and pulls her on stage, the lead singer of Coldplay. And everybody's like, except he pulled up the wrong girl.
Oh, no, stop.
Yeah, right? Didn't Chris Martin pull up the wrong
yes.
girl on
awesome.
Stage?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
All right, just do your thing, but you got 28 minutes. Okay. What? Oh, you're not the person who's proposing. What the f*** are you doing here? Okay. Well, thanks for coming anyway. Do you not want to get married to this lady? Any takers? What?
Any takers.
The auctions are off.
That is
amazing.
So awesome.
He pulls up the wrong girl. And then I think the right girl got up and the right guy got up and they proposed and did Sky Full of Stars. In the sky, cause in the sky full of stars.
I think it's all you.
But it's funny they pulled up the wrong girl. She's like, I get to go on stage with Coldplay? What? And he's like, get out of the stage, you're the wrong one.
What an awesome story.
Hey, Eddie, sorry about your Cowboys, dude.
Oh, man, that was rough. Mm. Sometimes I stay up, you know, and it's worth it to stay up on a Sunday night.
It's only worth it if they win.
And they didn't win, so it was not worth it, and I was very disappointed.
Yeah, the Giants won. Odell Beckham caught a 61-yard.
Yeah, he did.
I mean,
props. He caught it and ran.
And the Nets fumbled it at the end.
I saw that.
It wasn't very good. Sorry about that, anyway.
It's okay.
Eddie.
You still feeling good about your bet?
I am.
Oh, yeah, we bet, didn't we?
We bet $100. Yeah, $100. The Cowboys will be in the Super Bowl.
Oh, and I bet they wouldn't. And correct. I don't even dislike the Cowboys.
You
like the
just took the bet to go against me.
No, I took the bet because it's not a smart bet. I'm a pot odds player. And that's
oh no,
that's
I was the worst.
Yeah.
I just bet the Cowboys against the entire NFL.
Well, does that loss mean
well,
anything?
To be fair, they're going to go in, and there's only be four teams left when they start playing.
Yes, but we made this bet, what, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago? Well, not smart.
What were you asking, Amy?
Is that loss means now they won't go.
No, they're still going
still
to play.
That the NFC East.
Just ended their winning streak. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Tony Romo should start. I'm just kidding. I'm just starting the pot. I'm just kidding. He shouldn't. I'm just kidding.
No.
If you heard, Hugh Hefner died this weekend. Mm. He did not. He's still alive.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a Hugh Hefner hoax.
Why do people do that?
I don't know.
You know the internet.
Bristol Palin is expecting her third kid.
Congrats.
Her and her husband, it's their second. It's her third altogether. Saw that in the news. Also saw Luke Bryan stopped at a Tennessee fire crew station to thank him for their service. And so they had just come back from the wildfires. And he posed for pics and signed a guitar and did Luke stuff. Just made everybody happy.
Hey, y'all.
Dolly's telethon is tomorrow. And I'm doing it as well. Like, I'm part of the guest hosting.
You are?
I am. I don't think I've been able to announce it till now, I guess. But here, Dolly did one of these messages.
Hey, this is Dolly Parton on the Bobby Bones Show. Be sure to watch the Smoky Mountain Rise, a benefit for the My People Fund, this Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on GAC. Bobby's coming too, so don't you miss it.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Pretty awesome.
I'll be there too. So she got a few of those. Want to hear another one?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dolly Parton on the Bobby Bones Show. Be sure to watch the Smoky Mountain Rise, a benefit for the My People's Fund tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on GAC. Bobby's coming too, so don't miss it.
That's aww. Tomorrow, by the way. That was I'm supposed to run that one tomorrow, but I have two, so I was like, why not play them? You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Did she come up here and record those? Was she here?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Probably at her house.
Dang.
Yeah, I was at her house with a phone in front of her. Dolly, say this. No, I'm kidding.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show. Mm.
All this week, we are highlighting brands making new artists. So some of these guys have record deals, some don't. They're just in some way or form or fashion have kind of rolled into my life somehow because I actually stumbled upon them or liked their song. And today we're bringing in High Valley. So they're outside the studio. So bring them on in, all right? Yeah, come on up. High Valley, they're in my office / the green room / the storage unit. Warming up. Hey, here they are. Hey, guys. We're live on the air right now.
Hello.
So come on in. So one's Brad? Which one's Curtis?
I'm Brad.
Hey, Brad. Curtis. Hey, Curtis. Have a seat up here. We're live on the air, boys. Come on in here. Whoa. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Got a whole gang.
We
how are you guys?
We brought an entire gang of musicians.
Man, you two, you're some burly fellas, huh? How about you guys?
Incredibly burly.
Holy cow. All right. Brad and Curtis, you guys are brothers?
Yes, sir. With each other.
Yes.
We haven't met, right?
We haven't.
Okay, good.
So we've tried to, but we never have.
That's not true. There's no... I'm easy to meet.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so you guys, we're going to do two things. One, we're going to play your new song.
Awesome.
Two, you're going to play a cover for us in a minute. But I want to get to know you guys a little bit. It says here that you got... Who, Eddie, you telling me they don't know music from like the 2000s?
Zach did.
Is that true? You guys don't know music from the 2000 up?
That is true. We're not like, we didn't try to not know music, but we grew up so far north of the nearest radio station that when we turned it on, there was nothing.
Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. So what year did you stop knowing music?
What year did we stop? No, we started knowing music.
In 07, I came to Nashville and there was a writer's night. We all had to play our best influence, the song that helped us write songs. I played a song by Diamond Rio called Sawmill Road, just off a CD player, and nobody had really ever heard it because it was an album cut. And then the next person played a song called Billie Jean, and everybody was oohing and aahing, and I could tell right away it was a very iconic song. Everybody in the room except me knew it.
You had
it.
Never heard Michael Jackson, Billie Jean?
I raised my hand like an idiot and said, who's that girl singing right
now? No, you did not!
Yeah.
And they said...
They looked at me like I'd lived under a rock my whole life, which apparently we did. Our mom and dad rode horse and buggy, no electricity. They were like the Amish. And by the time we came along, we had electricity, but just records and nothing.
Holy
nothing
new cow. And fancy. This is a reality show right here. I didn't know this stuff.
We're still getting used to electricity.
That's not true. That's not true. Do you guys live together?
No, man. No. I live with my wife and our kids. She doesn't really want Curtis to live with us, so...
So the accent, you're from Canada.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend's from Canada. She says hey all the time. Do you say hey or a?
We do not say a. But if
I
we would.
I say hey probably quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Do you, all you Canadians run together? Like, do you know Lindsay?
I do know Lindsay.
Yeah.
We don't run together that much.
It's
we
not live like so, a we live Canadian so far, gang.
We yeah. do 5Ks together.
Maple Leafs represent!
We live so far south of town, we're closer to Alabama. So people, we're in Spring Hill, so we're way out in the country.
Okay, High Valley's here. I'm so intrigued by this story. So what records did your parents have around the house?
Ricky Skaggs.
So you had a heavy bluegrass
big time.
Influence.
Yeah, big time. Bluegrass and gospel stuff. Some Buck Owens. And the Everly Brothers was probably third place as far as the three main records.
And they never thought we should keep our kids somewhat in tune with pop culture? Like, what about school, when you were going to school? Did your parents just homeschool you?
No, we went to school, but our town is 45 hours north of Nashville. You literally need to drive an ice road to get there.
45 hours north of Nashville.
Yeah. Have you heard of Edmonton before?
Yeah, the Oilers.
Yeah, we're 500 miles north of Edmonton. So that was the nearest airport. And it's not like they didn't let us have. We got a TV in 1997, but we had no cable or satellite, so it was just.
They weren't like hiding us from the world, or they weren't hiding the world from us. We just literally did not have access to anything. Yeah.
We lived a little too far away.
This is
from
amazing to me. So, would you hunt your own food and kill it?
Our dad shot two black bear, but he never went hunting for them. One was on our basketball court, and the other one was on our driveway.
Wait, you had a basketball court? When would you have time to play basketball up there? It seems like
July.
Ice.
Yeah. I was the captain of our basketball team, which is kind of like if you live in Miami and say you were the captain of the hockey team. It doesn't mean you're good. You were just one of the eight kids that signed up.
You went to public school?
Yeah.
How many kids in your class?
50 in my grad class.
That's about what I went to a small school in Arkansas. So yeah. That, I think mine was 46 or so.
Okay.
That I can relate to, but we had cable. Like, I got to watch Roseanne and Mama's Family. You guys, did you watch Mama's Family at all?
No.
No.
You even know what that is?
No.
No, sir.
Oh, no.
But we're learning. People are, like, on the bus now, people want us to watch all these iconic movies, but we just want to watch new, cool movies. Kind of like music. People want us to learn all about Michael Jackson and Aerosmith and Nirvana and all this stuff, but we just want to listen to the Chainsmokers and Imagine Dragons and all
that. It's hard to be aware or fluent in two decades at the same time, if you know what I mean.
Can we just hang out all day?
Sure. We'll cancel the rest of our schedule, which was really just chilling anyway.
Do you have cable now though?
No.
You don't have cable.
Oh, I have Hulu now. So, I mean.
Wait, you went from 0 to 100 like real quick with that.
Yeah, man.
Hulu's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brad, are you the older one?
Yeah, I am.
By how many years?
I'm 6 years older.
Okay. Curtis, and you are. You have the beard.
We're
going
to do the math now.
No, I don't care about your age.
Okay, cool.
That's all the same to me.
Perfect.
I'm 13.
That works out really well.
If I play, put those headphones on real quick.
13.
I'm so intrigued by this.
Like,
if I were to play this,
I'm 13.
Do you know what song? By the way, High Valley's here. I don't think you need to play music, boys. I think we just talk for another 2 hours.
That sounds
Listen
good.
Listen to this. Tell me if you know who this
That's cheering.
That's cheering. This is. Wait till the song starts.
What song is it you want?
No, wait, I don't want to tip it off. Hold on, play a different version. Here we go. First of all, have you ever heard this song in your life?
Not yet, but then I hear the chorus.
I'll play it for a bit. Nothing.
No.
Nothing.
They're smiling at each other like, what?
It sounds awesome, though.
It is awesome. It's awesome, yeah. It's called Freebird. You ever heard Lynyrd Skynyrd?
You know what? I've heard people make the joke, hey, play Freebird.
This is the best interview I've ever done in my life.
It is the best interview you've ever done in your life.
Oh,
that's
my
true,
goodness.
Here's the deal. We used to pretend, like, if you had interviewed us 5 years ago, we would have just lied and said, yeah, man. And then, like, a couple years ago, we quit trying to, like,
We were embarrassed. We were ashamed for many years, and then all of a sudden we realized that people sort of thought it was cool that we didn't know anything. So then we're just like broadcasting it.
Hey, they're dumb. Let's have them on the radio.
I'm totally into it.
Here's another one. See if you know this one.
I don't know the name, but I know this. Yes.
How's it go?
I've heard this, I think.
Don't make fun of me. I think I know for sure, but I know it's really stupid.
He's so nervous.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah!
The guys can testify to this. Yeah,
we heard it for the first time a couple weeks ago on the bus.
That's a true story.
And
our record guy made us listen to the whole thing, and I called him like a while later and said, "Hey man, I'm getting a haircut, and they're playing that song you played me, and it's getting to the good part, but now my haircut's done." Because it's a really a 10-minute song or something. Yeah. So
let me
sorry,
give you
somebody
one more.
Else.
I'm this,
sorry.
Okay, this is probably one of the biggest musical names in American history. But probably around the time you weren't listening. So
Ricky Skaggs.
It is not Ricky Skaggs.
Alright.
See if you know this one, okay? Like pound for pound, probably the biggest influencer in American music right here. When he starts singing, see if you know who it is.
It's a he?
It's a he.
Alright.
Good to know. You creeping, I can see
it from my shadow. The song's called Smack That.
I've heard this song.
Yeah?
Because I was the captain of the basketball team. I don't know if I mentioned that. But I do not know who it is.
Right. Listen to the chorus here. Here we go.
It doesn't even sound familiar.
Give me some more.
Is this where y'all would run out to on the court?
I'm going to go with...
He has over 100 number ones.
I know famous names, so I'm going to go with...
Akon. Mm. Oh. Would you have guessed that?
No.
No.
Yeah. Pound for pound, the biggest musical influence in America.
I think he's doing a great job.
Yeah, he is. One more.
He's doing just a fantastic job.
How about this one? Here is a big American song.
A little disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
People have started trying to show us music, so we're getting better.
Cool.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. There's a movie where this song's super, like, hard all over it that I watched in junior high.
All right, I'm done.
My brother-in-law played for the Huskies, the Fort St. John Huskies, mm-hmm. junior B hockey team. I'm sure nobody's ever heard of it. Mm. And they'd play that every time they scored.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
So it's mostly just, like,
it's probably
Jay-Z. Events.
I'm going to go with Jay-Z.
No. I like you guys. What do you want to do first? Do you want to play Make You Mine to have on the radio, or do you want to play with your instruments?
What would be the most amazing thing ever?
We've had a lot of fun. Why don't you guys play a song with
your
instruments?
Let's do it.
So, by the way, if you're just turning your radio on, Brad and Curtis, a.k.a. High Valley. Why High Valley? Do you live in a valley?
Because we didn't have radio, I got a cassette recorder and did my own fake radio show. Mm-hmm. News, weather, sports, commercials. And I'd always introduce the band. The song was always Pretty Woman, and the band was always called High Valley. Unfortunately, my parents kept those cassettes.
And we have one here they sent us.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm just kidding. All right, what are you guys going to play for us here?
Well, they asked us to... Our Warner Brothers said, you guys need to do a cover, and then they know the problem with us in covers. We don't know very many, obviously. So I said, we know two covers. We know I'll Fly Away and Way Down Deep. One's a Vern Gosden song, and one's a song we sang in church all the time and at bluegrass festivals. And so we're going to play I'll Fly Away, if that's all right.
That'd be great. Here they are. High Valley.
One, two, three. Some Latin morning, when life is over, I'll fly away to my home on God's lesson shore. I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, bye and bye. Shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. Oh, I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, bye and bye. Curtis.
joy shall never end. I'll fly away.
High Valley's here. Have you ever heard of the Fresh Prince?
The
Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yeah, did you ever watch that show?
Yeah, we were...
when we got TV, that was one of the shows that was on. And we had one channel, and that was one of the shows on that one channel.
We were allowed to watch unless they said any... like
unless
we
said
young.
Darn, then we had to turn it off.
Totally,
what about,
yeah.
So do you know that in West Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah. I used to actually rap that in our shows, but then we started doing the Backstreet Boys in German, and people liked that a lot more.
What?
So we nixed Fresh Prince and just started doing Backstreet Boys. Okay.
In German?
Mennonites, we grew up speaking German. It's our first language, so we always...
What Backstreet Boys song?
Yeah.
I want it that way.
I mean,
please
break
give us
off, break
or as we would
that.
Say, Ach, Val, dort, die,
vai. Stop.
Yeah. Come on. You got to give us a little bit of that.
I can't.
Come on. Come on.
Let's do it. Do it.
High Valley's here.
Zami vrom as ne schneebuden hort vadeel. Zami vrom as ne schneebuden or ye glack. Zami vrom Ach, Val, die never hearn zing. Ach, Val, don't die. Divi, Kazakh, Val, Dot, Divi.
Wow.
That just happened.
I don't know.
You're welcome.
I don't know what's happening, but I love it.
This is amazing. I want you guys for sure coming back after the beginning of the year. When we come back, you guys
perfect.
Are coming back with us.
I mean,
sounds like a plan.
Learn some music.
You're getting heckled by the Mexican dude in the back.
Hey, you know, I'm sorry to make too many connections, but our mom and dad were both born and raised in Mexico, so we
wait,
should be tight.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Wait, what?
We're Mexican Mennonites, man.
Whoa!
I'm dead serious. Our mom and dad were both born in Catemoc, which is in the province of Chihuahua. And
yes.
They were in a Mexican Mennonite colony, and they were born and raised there. And then my grandpa bought a truck, and they got excommunicated and kicked out of the colony.
For having a truck.
Yeah.
Nobody let you know that we're the most confusing people in the world.
I'm fascinated with this.
Nobody said you're going to have some German-speaking Canadians from southern Tennessee, Mexican Mennonites.
I'm
going to
tell you
crowd.
Guys, I honestly right. didn't know anything about you guys.
Well,
I'm fascinated.
I'm glad you still had us on your show.
No. You got to come back awesome. In. I mean, I'm Morgan, we need them back in like our first or second week back after break. This is fantastic. They have a song called, we're going to play the whole thing in a minute.
I'm gonna make you mine.
This song makes sense though now. Like, I get it.
Hallelujah, Sunday morning. All I've ever needed, wanted. Underneath this pale moon sky, I'm gonna make you mine. Yeah, I'm gonna make you mine.
And really, I heard the song a couple of months ago, and I just played it on the internet. I was like, I really like this song. You know, that was it. Just played it, liked it.
We found out you played it because my phone went nuts. I was trying to work out at the gym, but it just kept on ringing and stuff, and I didn't want to be that awkward guy in the gym whose phone was ringing, didn't answer, and then I realized you'd played our song because...
His biceps actually went down half an inch.
Just from you playing our song.
Dang.
I'm going to play the full song in a minute, but everybody download it. I'm a fan of you guys.
Thank you.
I mean, woo!
So fun.
This is so fun. Yeah. As they say in German... Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
That's totally. Whenever an interview goes good, people always ask you if you speak German after. That's amazing.
I didn't even know what that meant.
It means, do you speak German?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
It's a very expressive phrase.
All right.
Do you want to know what you actually should say when you play our song?
Mm-hmm.
Hitzig Goat. Just hit zick gout. I mean, sounds good.
Hit zick gout.
Perfect.
Well done.
Yeah, I've been practicing. Yeah. I do a whole Backstreet Boy thing, but it's in Mandarin.
Oh, okay. So right, you guys, yeah. We can tour together.
Yeah, you want to get that.
That'd be super cool.
Little Chinese Germany tour.
Hi, Valley. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
This has been incredible. In a land of where things aren't that incredible anymore, this has been incredible.
It was even better because it's so unexpected.
Oh, yeah. I had no idea what was going on.
It makes it that much more fascinating.
We're going to learn a new language for our next interview with
you. How many languages do you speak?
Just those two, I'm sorry. But we'll try.
Sorry.
We did learn how to count to 7 in French.
That's true.
Because we had one TV channel that taught us how to do
Sesame Street.
So there it had French and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah. It was amazing. And the price of wheat and canola on the farm report, which was amazing.
There we go. High Valley. Thank you guys for coming by.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to see you guys. All right. Come on, Bobby Bones Show. I'm part of the High Valley fan club now.
Amazing.
High Valley came in. Oh, wait, it tells me I can't be part of the fan club.
No. I just said that you might be beyond the fan club. Like
Eddie said, I want to make out with him. I want to make out with him. No. Yes. But no. Yes. Not really. Yes, like, no. I'm so fascinated.
They're not intriguing, yes. And really good looking, so.
Well, that's not why I want to make out with them. Okay. Although they are very good looking
they
guys.
They are. They're good looking dudes.
But Meredith in Clayton, North Carolina. Hi, Meredith.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all?
I'm great. We had High Valley in for a long time. What'd you think about that?
They are awesome. They're just so intriguing to listen to, like their background and their influences. And then I was on the edge of my seat when you said, okay, they're going to do a cover. I'm going, what are they going to cover? And then they did I'll Fly Away, which I'm a praise and worship leader here at a church in Clayton. And that's one of our go-to songs, I'll Fly Away. And that just blew my mind. It was awesome.
It's fantastic. Everything about that interview was fantastic. And all week long, we're bringing in brand spanking new artists. And I'm purposely not reading anything about them. With that, I can tell you my connection, because there's a connection with every person that I bring in. It was just, I heard the song and was like, it's really good. Don't know anything about them, but I heard the song and it's really good. And so finally we found a time for them to come in. No other reason. Mm-hmm. So you should listen back if you missed them on the show.
Because, you definitely should.
That was really intriguing and interesting and amazing and every other word I can find.
Yeah. And like,
I need their text so I can just text them and ask them questions.
Obviously, like FaceTiming them.
No, hey, yeah. I'm like, by the way, guys, I forgot to ask you this. Holy cow. I got a couple stories that just brought me delight.
Okay.
This guy, he goes in, he's in Florida, and he wanted a TV. So he went into Walmart and he stole himself a TV.
Okay.
He didn't realize that as he was doing this, they were doing a Shop with a Cop event while he stole the TV.
Oh, my goodness. There's just police everywhere.
So there's police everywhere. And so they're like, oh, we got a shoplifter in Iowa. And the cops were, broop, got him
on it.
It took like 2 seconds.
Got him. That story made me smile. It was a 58-inch TV. Like, he was going hard.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was trying to steal one of those little ones under his arm. Like, he was going 58. Like, arms as wide as you could possibly have and try to carry that thing out of there.
Yeah, you need to look into those Shop with a Cop events. Make sure not what's going on.
You want to hear another great story? So this girl, she's on plentyoffish.com.
A Christian dating website, right?
Mm-hmm. And so she meets this guy named Paul, and Paul's like, let's have dinner. So they went on...
Nervous.
They went on a first date, and he starts eating like crazy. Like, I'm talking about orders this and this and this, 5 appetizers, orders 2 entrees, dessert. Like, he goes crazy. The bill's like $200. He went to the bathroom. He didn't come back.
No way.
That's so
he
awesome.
He stood her up. He got her to come in, ordered all this food, ate it all, and then went to the bathroom and never came back.
Did she have to pay for
it?
Yes. I'm sure.
That's not Christian.
No, it's not.
That's a bad first date.
He's posing. That's his thing.
You think.
You think.
Yes, he's definitely posing.
Big Jesus is not happy with that.
No.
Oh, no. Oh, I have a really good song from Christian Bush. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a new song, and it's called Sing Along. And everything, Christian Bush is like one of those artists that everything he does is that really positive vibe, like super, like make you feel good stuff.
Yeah, feel good.
Anyway, it's called Sing Along. There's a part of it. I hope you sing along like, so this This is called Sing Along, and it's like a love story song. Like, whenever you hear a song, hope you sing along kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'll play some of it. Christian Bush.
You always laugh when you stole my shirt. Dancing around and you made it look like it was worth a million bucks. Spinning like records, the two of us. Remember those nights that we couldn't sleep? Kids shooting fireworks off in the street. Baby, you're still that girl to me. I hope my love song's bouncing around your heart and echoing in your head, just like we're at the start. Remembering what we said in the end, it doesn't matter who was right and who was wrong. So when you think about me, girl, I hope you sing along like oh, 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 oh. You knew every song on the radio, and how in the world did we ever go all the way through that bottle of wine? Baby, we could really lose track of time. The best part of me was always you, like a sunset fading from red to blue. And when I see it, I still think of you. I hope my love song's bouncing around your heart and echoing in your head, just like we're at the start.
New Christian Bush called Sing Along, except it's not available anywhere, which makes me think I shouldn't have played it.
My love song's bouncing around your heart and echoing in your head, just like we're at the start. Remembering what we said, and we both made our own mistakes. Now we know just how lovers break apart. I hope my love song's bouncing around your heart.
Christian Bush, who you may know as one half of Sugarland, or I just know as one of the happiest people that I know. That's a good song. And I was like, hey, everybody, download it. It's not available for download. So
just hold off on that.
Everybody,
but remember,
when it does go available, remember how good it was when you heard it here. Maybe I shouldn't have played that, though, now that I think back.
Now it's okay. In my head.
I love
like,
it.
Okay.
So, interesting. Whatever.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Interesting. All right, enough of that. All right, mm-hmm. There you go. New music you can't download or get anywhere else. Right?
Bobby Bones.
Oh, they're going to kill me. Local law enforcement in Liberty County gave a group of 30 children an early Christmas with a shop with a cop event held at a Cleveland Walmart on December 9th. It's where children spend time with law enforcement. Kids who don't have a lot get to go out and cops take them, and they get a $50 gift card to the store, and so they get to go shop.
Love it.
Yeah, it's good. Well, a minute ago we talked about an event. It was the opposite, where the guy tried to steal a TV during the shop with a cop. Not the same event. This is a good one. There's that one. Here's a guy who's suing his neighbors for blasting Christmas music from 7 a.m. to midnight.
That's excessive.
All right, that is a lot.
That's excessive, though.
Blasting in the spirit.
Could you just go talk to him? Does he have to sue?
A guy in New York City is suing his billionaire neighbors across the street.
These are billionaires?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Because they're blasting Christmas music from 7 a.m. until midnight every day, and he wants an injunction to force them to stop. And he's like, listen, it can be any music. You know, and I would have a problem with it. It just so happens to be Christmas music, so it makes him look like a Scrooge.
Mm-hmm.
And people yell, Scrooge. Who said Scrooge?
I did. Immediately.
So,
bah humbug.
Let's say they were playing nonstop Luke Bryan at the same level, and he was like, turn it off. What would you say?
Hater.
The guy said he can't sleep.
I mean, yeah,
if it was someone playing outside of your house and it was coming through your walls, would it matter?
I mean, you would get used to it. It's not like a bird chirping. Do you get mad at the? Do you sue the birds because they chirp every morning?
That's nature.
No.
You can't sue the birds.
I'm sure someone has tried to sue the birds. But
like, oh, these birds will keep me
up. I'm on this guy's side. What? If it's bothering your living every day.
Christmas is temporary. It's seasonal. So
what if he has a obviously, he has a nice job. He's rich. Yeah. Rich people have nice jobs.
Their houses would be far enough apart if they're that rich.
Right?
Like,
with fences
and soundproof windows.
But those people may have lights that go with the songs.
Oh, that's a good point.
You guys are crazy. If someone's playing music outside of my house and I can hear it when I'm trying to sleep, okay. The science behind the perfect gift is to focus on experiences and make sure the gift is useful. So they do all this research on gift giving. They say givers can go wrong by focusing too much on the immediate reaction, the wow, because the wow goes away super quick. But a more thoughtful gift is better. They advise putting yourself in the receiver's shoes. And so when you're like, oh, I want to blow them away, boom, you see this. They're like, oh, they're like, that doesn't matter.
I think my husband's going to be blown away by my gift.
Yeah?
Now that you say that.
Think
I'm
so?
I'm really thinking about it. I'm putting myself in his shoes.
We're not on the air. Tell us.
No, I can't. I don't want him to hear. This is like the best gift I've gotten him in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
A listener told me about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shoot. He's not going to, now he's going
to
think.
You did this all to yourself. Yeah. You walked yourself down the alley.
You want me to
delay? I'll hit the delay.
Amy walks herself right down a dark alley, then mugs herself. And it's like, oh, man.
Well, I mean, okay, whatever. I don't mind admitting that I got a tip from a listener. But it's going to be awesome.
I also got my girlfriend an amazing gift.
Did I tell you about it?
Nope. Oh. Nobody told me about it.
A listener told me about it.
Of course not. Bobby's a good gift giver.
It's my love language.
Yeah. It's not mine. I struggle with it.
You struggle with giving gifts?
Yeah.
It's tough, though, when you say a gift you're going to give is really good because it can never live up to the hype. Mine lives up to the hype.
Does yours? Yeah.
Eddie, you guys don't do gifts, though, do you?
We're making it this year. But if I had like a lot of money, I'd be the best gift giver ever.
It's not always all about the money.
Mine's zero about money.
I know yours isn't, but I just feel like that's way easier. Like,
but if you both have money all the time, it's just another thing.
Like if my wife wanted to go to Hawaii, I'd be like, got you
I
a
think
trip
the
to
richer
Hawaii.
You are, the harder it is.
Yeah, really? More money,
you already
more
have
problems.
Stuff.
Oh,
Vicky said
true.
It best.
Yeah.
Mo' money, mo' problems.
Yes. Yeah.
See? That's what I'm talking about. If you're listening, I hope you go back and you listen to the show on iHeartRadio. Because if you do that, you search Bobby Bones Show On Demand, you'll hear the whole show. There's no music, there's no commercials, and nothing that you have to hear when it's live. Now, if you enjoy the music and commercials, this is not for you. But if you just like the show, you have to go listen to it because High Valley was in today. And I've become such a fan of these guys from one appearance. Their interview, to me, was one of the most fascinating interviews that we've done as a group with artists in a long time. This is their song, Make You Mine. Your hallelujah Sunday morning, all I've ever needed, wanted, underneath this pale moon sky, I'm gonna make you mine, yeah, I'm gonna make you mine. They played I Fly Away, their story was super cool and funny, they sang in German, Backstreet Boys. High Valley's here.
Zami vrom as ne Schneebuden hort weidel. Zami vrom as ne Schneebuden are you glad.
Go back and listen to it.
Amazing.
Bobby Bones Show On Demand. You have to search all of that and you can go and you can listen and I think it'll be fantastic.
I'm going to go listen to it again. I mean, I was here. It was so good.
So, we have a lot of new artists. Tomorrow, Brandon Ray comes in and plays. This guy can sing his brains out. Also, this week, like Bailey Bryan. Who cares what they say? New artist, new female artist. I never listen anyway. Russell Dickerson's gonna be in. I came to life when I first kissed you. The best me. And an artist named Kim Page, who honestly, I just saw her sing one song at a writer's round in a restaurant one time.
Yeah.
And I just tweeted her and said, hey, come play. And I don't know if you remember this one. This is called We Need a Wife.
Let's go find someone else. We need a wife. Someone to help around the house. We need a maid.
Anyway. It's going to be an interesting week.
Okay.
I don't know anything about any of these people.
I'm excited.
Except Brandon.
Oh, we know we Brandon.
We know Brandon
really well.
Well, I'm excited about that. I don't know Brandon.
Yeah, he's
I know
so
y'all
good.
Do.
You're going to love it.
Like, he's in the elite singer.
Because I've been watching him with y'all, and I'm like, oh, he seems cool.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show. Mm.
So, an Uber driver clocks the longest ride in Uber history after taking a customer on a 400-mile trip from Virginia to New York.
Oh.
It cost $300. Which, by the way, for that long of a trip, you'd think it'd be a lot more expensive.
Right?
They measured by cab, if you were to do it, it was like $1,200 or something.
Whoa.
Wow.
I know, right?
So did he know that was the final destination before?
Yeah, I think it was a woman who picked
it.
The driver?
She,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she knew. She said it got her out of the boring routine of the average 5-mile ride.
Oh, cool.
Janice Rogers picked up a customer outside of a Ben and Jerry's, and she drove her all the way. She wanted to see her boyfriend. She said the girl took the blanket that was in the back of the car and just went to sleep in the back. 397 miles. Took 7 hours and 42 minutes. The cost, $294.09.
Wow.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Now, does she have to find a ride back home?
That's the thing I wanted too. Like, do you just sit and wait for someone to want to go all the way back?
Or else it won't be worth it.
Yeah.
Because you got to drive your own car back.
It had to be worth it for her to do
that.
No,
she said in total, after gas and all that, she only made about $9 an hour.
There you go. Well, $9 an hour is still a good day's work.
Yeah. I don't know. And fun. It's an adventure. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
I heard you guys talking about the Plenty of Fish app, and I heard you say something about it being a Christian app, and I wanted to let you know that it is anything but.
I'm not saying anybody on it's a Christian, but isn't it pitched as a Christian app?
I think it's supposed to be portrayed as a Christian app, but the people on there. Not so much.
Well, listen, I can't control the people on there. It's like when I used to get on plentyoffarmers.com and try to find a girl. You know, they all weren't farmers.
Mm-hmm. Some of them were just acting.
No, farmers only. That's what it is.
Farmers
you that commercial?
Yeah. Yeah.
Farmers.
I like that commercial.
Me too.
The guy's fishing.
Yeah. And it's like, I just can't find a girl. Da-da-da. Farmer.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to give you a gift, Jessica, for calling in. How about that? I'm Bobby Claus today.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm going to give you a $50 gift card to Sherry's Berries. And you take the gift card and buy them for whomever you want. They are awesome, freshly dipped chocolate and, you know, milk chocolate, dark, all the kinds of stuff here. So I'm going to give you this. And if you'd like it, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Hold on 1 second. Berries.com if you'd like to order some for yourself. Berries.com. Click on that microphone in the top right corner. Type in Bones and you get the deal, which happened today. It's Sherry's Berries are awesome. They brought some in Friday and I never saw them. I would usually eat one of them. I never saw them.
I saw them.
Yeah, a lot of you guys saw them, and a lot of you guys ate them before I got them. Dave Ramsey sent us cookies too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Dave Ramsey. I didn't eat
any of those. Where'd those go?
Yeah, I don't know, but somebody steals stuff around here. Thank you. Enjoy your Sherry's Berries. All right, everybody good? Everybody caught up?
You're good.
All right, good.
Heck, it's your Bobby Bones on.
What's up, Bobby?
Appreciate you guys for being here. Thanks again to High Valley for stopping by.
I'm gonna make you mine.
They did a cool cover this morning, too.
Hallelujah, Sunday.
Search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Listen to the whole show. So thanks to High Valley. Tomorrow morning, Brandon Ray will be in.
I'm gonna make you mine.
As we do Brand Spanking New Artists Week. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Thanks for being here.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help, and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And don't go gently, y'all.